This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Sports fans are mourning U.S. basketball legend Kobe Bryant, who was killed Sunday and five people killed when the private helicopter went down. Bryant's 13-year-old daughter was reported to be with him. The cause of the crash is unclear. Bryant became the NBA's youngest All-Star in 1998 when he was only 19 years old. He won Olympic gold medals in 2008 and 2012. He retired from professional basketball in 2016 because of sports injuries. Bryant spent much of his youth in Italy, where his father, Joe Bryant, played professional basketball. He spoke fluent Italian. He was also a writer and producer, winning an Oscar in 2018 for the short animated film Dear Basketball. U.S. President Donald Trump's legal team began their defense in the president's Senate impeachment trial this weekend. On ABC's This Week, Republican Senator James Lankford said the trial shows the House of Representatives failed in its investigation.
It looks like they're asking the Senate to go be special counsel, go search, go seek out. That's not really the task of the Senate. The task of the Senate is to hear the trial. The House is the one that's actually gathering the information for impeachment, so we're acting on what they're sending us.
On the same program, Democratic senator and presidential candidate Amy Klobuchar says Republican senators face a crucial test in the impeachment trial.
Zero witnesses plus zero evidence equals zero justice. You can't have a trial without the witnesses. However they vote, whatever they choose to do when the evidence comes in, they cannot go down in history as the people that blocked the truth from coming forward, because eventually it will come forward.
Sunday on Twitter, Mr. Trump has emerged of a 2018 dinner at which President Trump appears to call for then-Ambassador to Ukraine Marie Yovanovitch to be removed. Reuters' David Doyle has more.
It's April the 30th, 2018, and halfway through a dinner at the Trump Hotel, the U.S. president can be heard appearing to give the order to remove the U.S. Ambassador to Ukraine, Marie Yovanovitch.
Get rid of her. Get her out tomorrow. I don't care. Get her out tomorrow. Take her out. Okay?
A video of the meeting emerged on Saturday and was obtained by Reuters from Joseph Bondi, the attorney for Lev Parnas. He's the former associate of Donald Trump's lawyer Rudy Giuliani and has been providing evidence to Democrats as a part of the president's impeachment trial in the Senate. Trump has said he had the right to fire Yovanovitch, a main figure in the series of events that led to his impeachment, which he did in May 2019.
Reuters' David Doyle reporting. The coronavirus in China is being watched with a wary eye around the world. The death toll is now 56 in China. Meanwhile, the U.S. consulate in Wuhan, the city, had a flight. Reuters' Edward Barron has more.
The ability of a new coronavirus to spread is getting stronger, China's National Health Commission said on Sunday, as authorities in the country and around the world scramble to prevent a pandemic. More than 2,000 people have been infected globally, and dozens in China have been killed by the disease. A handful of cases have been reported outside China, including in Thailand, Australia, the United States and France. China says knowledge of the virus is limited and that containment efforts, which have thus far included curbing transportation and travel, and the cancellation of big events would be intensified. The virus is believed to have originated late last year in a seafood market in the central Chinese city of Wuhan that was illegally selling wildlife.
That's Reuters' Edward Barron reporting. Hundreds of anti-government protesters flooded the streets of Iraq's capital and southern provinces on Sunday, defying a powerful Iraqi religious leader who recently withdrew his support for the popular movement. Security forces fired tear gas and live rounds to disperse the crowds. At least 22 demonstrators were reported wounded by Iraqi security forces. Officials from Libya's two rival governments say fighting erupted Sunday as the country's east-based forces advanced toward the strategic western city of Misrata. This further erodes a crumbling ceasefire agreement brokered earlier this month. The clashes came just hours after the United Nations decried continued blatant violations of an arms embargo on Libya. I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.